For example, the 19th Amendment changed something very important for half of the country. It gave women the right to vote in 1920. Before then, women were not allowed to vote. This amendment forced society to change the way it thought about women, and it eventually led to other changes and more equal rights for women in the United States. A proposed amendment, or one that has been suggested but not yet approved, must be approved by both the Senate and the House of Representatives. Once it is approved by the Senate and the House of Representatives, the amendment must be approved by 3/4, or 75% of the states, before it can be added to the Constitution. The Constitution says that another way to make amendments is to have another constitutional convention, or meeting of the state's representatives, but this has never been done. The U.S. presidents do not participate in the passage or approval of an amendment, but they can tell the public what they think about it. Currently, there are 27 amendments to the Constitution. The first 10 are collectively, or as a group, known as the Bill of Rights. The amendments included in the Bill of Rights were added long ago, in 1791. The most recent amendment, Amendment Number 27, was ratified or approved in 1992.